Happy Thursday to you and welcome to today's Daily Teaching from It's Time For Me. So on the topic that we've been covering all week, which is what we need to let go of before the end of 2018, you've been doing some great work this week and thank you for your texts. I got a good few texts today actually after yesterday's teaching, so it was great to hear that it resonated with you. And today I wanted to just go through a small ritual with you that you can actually do in the comfort of your own home. I would recommend that you do this, and actually it is a lovely self-care act as well, because you're taking some time out, putting pen to paper and really giving thought to things. We don't make enough time to do that, and I think it's very important to do it, because when we put pen to paper, a lot more actually comes out of our head, and when we write things down, they also become more effective as well. I know it's a very busy time of year, so actually set an intention for yourself to do this if you can. So what you do is you take a place in your house, if you can, where it's quiet, no matter where it is. Get a small candle and light that on the table beside you. And if you wanted to burn some essential oil, lavender oil would be very good, or ylang ylang would also be very good. If you have any crystals as well that you might have for self-care crystals, maybe some rose quartz, which is a lovely loving protective energy, place those on the table beside you. And with all of that energy, then sit back into the chair, and you're going to take a really nice deep breath in and out for a couple of minutes, and just to really relax yourself and bring yourself into that space. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take out a piece of paper and a pen, or you might have a notebook where you write things. And you're just going to write out everything that you're freeing yourself from. But we're going to do it in an intention setting format. So you will start off by saying, I intend to let go of, and we'll do that for each thing you're letting go of. So I intend to let go of my bad habits before the end of 2018 because, and then you'll write whatever reason comes to mind. And when I do this, I will feel X, Y, and Z. You'll write that down. So there are the three steps. You're going to write down what your intention is, why you're going to do it, and how you're going to feel by doing it. And for each thing you want to let go of, you repeat that. Then what I'd like you to do is to take the piece of paper and fold it up and place it under the candle and leave it there for a few moments. Now, obviously the candle being something glass, or even if you have the candle, you know, sometimes I put my glass candles on a coaster, put it under the coaster and just leave it there. And just as you're doing that, just breathe in and breathe out for another few moments and take the piece of paper. You can put the piece of paper away. If you have a fireproof bowl, you could burn the piece of paper, or you can simply rip it up and put it into the bin outside of your house, get the energy out and just set your intention. Or if you really wanted to, you could take the piece of paper and plant it somewhere, you know, put it into the ground and actually let it sink into the earth with, which is a really good way of doing our intentions. I also said to you that tomorrow we're going to be doing a beautiful meditation, and that's going to bring you through setting things into the ground, the element of fire as well, the element of earth, really, really powerful. So that is your ritual for today. Even if you don't get a chance to do that tonight or at some point today, make, you know, a promise to yourself to do it over the weekend. Doing these things can be very liberating because you can really feel like you're putting these things into motion. You're committing to yourself. That's why you're setting these intentions. Intentions aren't things that we write down and we just forget about them and don't go, you know, along with them. Intention is something that you're promising to do, and really put the energy and the effort and, more importantly, the commitment into doing that as well. So I wish you a lovely Thursday. Look forward to connecting with you tomorrow with that beautiful meditation, and I hope you have a lovely day.